Hare Krishna. So Krishna has been speaking about how he is the cause of all causes, but at the same time he is the essence of everything that exists. And finally, in the shloka that we are going to see now, Krishna is going to talk about how he is the essence of even the most private things, even the most private dealings of the living entities. Shloka number 11. बलं बलवता चाहं कामराग विवर्जितं धर्मा विरुद्ध भूतेषु कामोस्मि भरतर्षभ. So here Krishna is saying balam balvatam chaham. So he is saying that I am the strength of the strong. Balam balvatam cha aham. And how is this strength? Kama raga vivarjitam. It's devoid of passion and attachment or desire. And then he says, Bhuteshu kama asmi. And he's saying that I am sex life. Dharma aviriddha. How is that? It is not contrary to religious principles. So he's sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles. And this he's addressing to Bharata Rishabha. The best of all Bharatas, that is Arjuna. So here, Krishna is making some very, very important points now for all of us to learn and apply in our day-to-day life. In fact, all of us have been living life without knowing how to live life. It's very important to refer to the manual to understand how to actually live life. But then, when we don't refer, what happens? We start living our life based on the dictation of the mind. And the dictation of the mind depends on the previous samskaras. In the past life, whatever we have done, those samskaras will actually drive us towards doing various activities and mostly sinful activities. So here Krishna is saying that kama raga vivarjitam, he is strength of strong. He is the one who is the strength of those people who are considered to be very strong. But then, here there is a condition that he has added, which is devoid, the strength which is devoid of kama and raga. Now kama basically means the desire to maintain oneself. That is one aspect. The desire that, you know, I want to maintain myself, my life. And the desire for material sense objects. So this is kama. And what is raga here? So raga basically means after having attained those things which we were desiring, still one hankers for additional things. I want more, I want more, I want more. Raga is also called as excessive thirst for material enjoyment. Now this excessive thirst for material enjoyment, when it actually comes, so what happens is, it contaminates the consciousness of the person. This is the most difficult thing, you know, for a jiva to understand. Because all the time, the person is hankering for something or the other. There is so much of thirst for enjoyment, sense enjoyment. And for that, the person has got so much of thirst to get more and more sense objects for enjoyment. And his entire activity, in the entire hankering, what happens is, the person's consciousness gets spoiled. Consciousness is very, very important, because when consciousness is proper, we'll be able to think of Krishna. If consciousness is not proper, thinking of Krishna is the most difficult task. So here it is said, kama raga vivarjitam. And when the person is free from kama and raga, that is desire and excessive thirst for sense objects or attachment to the sense objects, what happens is one will be able to do his duty very, very properly. So here Krishna is making this point very clearly, because he is encouraging Arjuna to do what? To do his duty properly. Now here it is said, the strong man's strength should be applied to protect the weak, not for personal aggression. Now when people are very strong, so it is seen that they try to do aggression on whom? On people who are weak. But then it's very important to understand the strength has to be used in a proper way. Everything can be used in a righteous way. So here when it comes to strength of a person, it should be used to protect the one who is weak. So here especially Krishna is pointing to Arjuna, Because Arjuna is a Kshatriya. And what a Kshatriya is supposed to do? A Kshatriya, a king, is supposed to protect his citizens. And that's what Arjuna is supposed to do. He has to fight against Adharma and protect Dharma so that all the citizens in the kingdom are safe and that dharmic. So here he's saying, Kama Raga Vivarjitam. And then after that, he's making another point. Bhuteshu Kamaha Asmi Dharma Aviruddha. So the sex life which is there, that is also Krishna. So this is the most private activity that any living entity would have. But here Krishna is saying that particular activity is also me. But then a condition is added here. Dharma aviruddha, which is not against the religious principles. Now here it is very nicely given that sex life according to religious principles should be for propagation of children, not otherwise. The responsibility of parents is then to make their offspring Krishna conscious. So sex life which is there, or sexual intercourse that is there, it is not for having sense gratification. It is not for enjoyment, which is currently depicted or glamorized very nicely in this world, in this age of Kali. It is a very, very sacred act. A sacred act to beget Krishna conscious children. So there is a very nice samskar that is called as Garbhadhan samskar. So in Garbhadhan samskar, the male and female, they come together with proper consciousness. So before coming together, before uniting, there are lots of activities which they will do. Like for example, chanting 64 rounds. And then fasting on that particular day. And there are so many other things which are there, which senior grihastha devotees can actually help us to understand. So after doing all that, and taking blessings of one spiritual master, taking blessings of senior Vaishnavas, and then the husband and wife, they unite. They get into the sexual intercourse. And then the mood is what? The mood is, I want to beget whom? I want to beget a Krishna conscious child. Why I want to beget Krishna conscious child? So that I can do justice. I can do justice to the title of father and mother. So it is said very nicely in Srimad Bhagavatam and even in other Vedic scriptures that that mother is not a mother, that father is not a father who cannot deliver their child back home, back to Godhead. So it's very important to understand that the parents' responsibility is to make the child Krishna conscious. Sometimes paying high fees in the school and making sure that they go to tuitions and score good marks, etc. Parents think that, oh, that's what is my duty all about. No, that's not. That's anyways going to happen, depending on the child's karma. But then the important point is the child becoming Krishna conscious or not? That actually depends on the endeavor of parents, which starts right from the time of uniting. And obviously after that, in the pregnancy stage, the mother, she all the time she'll hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha, and she'll keep her consciousness proper. She'll accept only prasadam, she'll not eat anything else apart from that. No gossips. And in that mode, she will deliver the child. And once the child is delivered, still the same thing continues, where there is no gossip, where there is no nonsensical talk, only Krishna conscious topics are discussed and only prasadam is had by the mother, and the milk which flows from her breast is also prasadam now, because that is again generated by what? By prasadam which she had had. So in this way, the point is, the entire life of a human being is completely different as compared to animals. Animals, they go on doing these sexual activity for n number of times in a day also. But then for a human being cannot do that. And because the human body is not meant for doing that. Human body is meant for attaining perfection and helping others to attain perfection. So this point has to be noted very clearly that this human body is meant for tapasya, for austerity. This human body is meant for doing sadhana so that we can attain Krishna, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Anytime any sense gratification comes, any mood of enjoyment comes, we have to understand that we are getting entangled. We are getting entangled completely. So here it's very important to understand that the male and female, they unite only for one purpose. That is to beget a Krishna conscious child and for nothing else apart from that. Not for any sort of sense enjoyment. In fact, that particular thing comes in the category of illicit sex. So premarital affair, postmarital affair, and also coming together for sense enjoyment, it actually comes in the category of illicit sex, which is a sin, which is against the religious principles. So here Krishna is saying, I am that sacred act of sex, which is meant, which is intended towards begetting Krishna conscious children. So we can see how Krishna is involved in each and every aspect of our life. At every place, at every instance, at every phase of our life, Krishna is present. Without Krishna, we have no existence. We have to be so grateful to Krishna for all the things that Krishna is providing us. This gratitude will help us to advance very, very fast in Krishna consciousness and finally attain the ultimate goal, that is Krishna, by breaking the cycle of birth and death. Now, after having said all these things, now Krishna is going to summarize that how he is the origin of all in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.